Jefferson County Commission President David Carrington says when he signed the bankruptcy order 2 years ago, he felt empty.
And I really did. I mean, I felt like the county had done everything possible to avoid that moment.
Standing along the street outside the federal bankruptcy court, he's feeling something different.
Right now, I think I feel numb.
But Carrington is pleased the court approved the plan. It calls for creditors to give up about $1.5 billion in concessions. Meanwhile, sewer customers will see their rates rise for 40 years. Carrington says proof of the plan's viability is the fact the county was able to find investors to buy the refinanced debt.
They didn't do that on a lark. They studied it. They understood it. They asked difficult questions.
Jefferson County spent almost $26 million in fees to lawyers and other groups through the process, but Carrington says it was worth it. After the county officially exits bankruptcy December 3rd, it can focus on economic development.
And what the county needs is more jobs, more businesses. That will stimulate a growth in population, and it'll stimulate housing developments. And so we're excited to move into the next phase of this commission.
That voice yelling is a lone protester with colorful signs and cowbells just down the street. But he's not alone in his opposition to the plan. While the judge turned back challenges from two groups of sewer customers, they could appeal. Critics also point out the county's debt payments rise dramatically after 10 years, leaving the potential for more rate increases or a return trip to the bankruptcy court. Andreas Rauterkus is a finance professor at UAB. He wasn't surprised the judge approved the plan, but he says that jump in payments is concerning.
For the county to be able to pay off, or make the debt payments 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years from now, there's a lot of uncertainty there.
He says it's unlikely the county will be able to refinance under more favorable terms in 10 years, even with a better credit rating, because interest rates will probably be higher. Rauterkus also says the county may have difficulty attracting new sewer customers through economic development because of higher bills. He points to the future Interstate 22, which could be completed next year.
A lot of businesses in particular are going to say, I can just build in Walker County. I have the exact same connection to the interstate system, but I can do it at a much lower cost.
While much of the plan exists in the complex world of municipal finance, those rate increases are what the general public will see, something Dan Jones is not happy about.
You doing all right?
Yeah, what about yourself?
Doing good, doing good. You got a bunch of clothes today.
Yeah.
He's the proud owner of University Laundromat in Birmingham, quick to greet a customer unloading clothes into a washer. While all sewer customers saw a $5 base charge added on November 1st, businesses saw their rates rise too, a year ahead of increases for residential customers. Jones estimates that first jump will cost him an extra $600 a year, eating into already thin profit margins or forcing him to raise prices.
And that's the last thing I want to do.
Jones doesn't believe residents should have to pay higher rates, given that corruption was a contributor to the massive bankruptcy.
I deal in quarters down here. So you get talking that it takes a lot of quarters to make $1 billion. But they're trying to get it back a quarter at a time from us, and that's not right.
The slogan for Jones's laundromat is wash, rinse, repeat. Jefferson County has been through the financial wash and rinsed off through bankruptcy. The question now is if in 10 years it will repeat. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.
We're washing.